Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Game. Thanks for listening.
Oh, I bet. Amazing.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when you get a chance to bring our good friend Pierce and Jane Howard back on the show. Two of my favorite people on the planet. Pierce and Jane are a great team. They're the co-authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. How many times, by the way, I got the second edition. I don't know, there may be some more out there. I'll have to find out. How many times, ladies and gentlemen, do I refer to the work of Pierce and Jane Howard when they're not even here? That's right, tell them. Please tell them. Because I do. I talk about Pierce's book on the brain, but also, but especially the personality stuff. Because I pay attention. They're our good friends. Pierce and Jane, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having
me. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, Jane, and even you, Pierce. We're glad you're here, too. So, okay, what's a negative ion, Pierce?
Well, you know what a smoke eater is.
Yes.
A smoke eater is, it purportedly removes smoke from the room. And essentially, what it does is it floods the room with negative ions. A negative ion is a charged particle that it's like a young bachelor or bachelorette that is desperately seeking a mate
okay.
to be complete in life.
Ah.
These negative ions attach themselves to anything that they can find in the atmosphere. Then they become heavy, and then they drop to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the smoke is not really eaten. It's the particulates in the atmosphere that are attached to negative ions.
It's chemistry and physics all rolled up into one, isn't it?
Exactly. So it drops. It doesn't get really eaten. It just drops
right.
to the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the benefit of that is that
the smoke's gone.
When you breathe, you get proportionately more oxygen.
Right.
And
right.
that fuels the brain, and it makes you more alert.
I get a feeling there's a butt coming here.
Well, the negative ions are depleted by air handling systems, air conditioning and heating systems.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you work in an air-conditioned atmosphere, the probability is that you are... one person in three is particularly affected by the depletion of negative ions.
Hmm.
Two-thirds
and what's the impact?
Drowsiness.
So the manifestation is drowsiness and...
It's lack of alertness. It makes you more error-prone.
Hmm. Is that why I take a nap more than I should maybe sometimes, Jane?
Absolutely. You might be sitting there and...
Minding my own business, not...
Trying to concentrate.
Yeah.
And you're not getting enough oxygen.
Yeah.
Well, that's partly true, but that's going to be if you nap in the morning.
Right.
We're getting into a little different subject now, but
right.
there are two times in the day in which the body temperature is low. One is around between 2 and 4 in the morning, and the other one's between 2 and 4 in the afternoon. It's called the daily rhythm or the circadian rhythm.
Right.
And when the body cycle, when the body temperature is at its lowest point, that's a time of drowsiness or sleep.
Wow.
And so if you try to fight through it, you can create more harm than good. In
mm-hmm.
fact, during that time of 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock is the time of day when there are the largest number of home, road, and industrial accidents.
Wow.
And it's because of people trying to fight through that.
Right.
Drowsiness.
Instead of pulling over and resting.
Exactly.
So how do I put
10 minutes out?
So what kind of ions do I need to be putting back into my air conditioning?
Well, you need, there are three ways to do it, Jim. One is you can get your air handling contractor to install an ion generator in the air handling system itself. The second way to do it.
So I want, now, do I want negative ions or positive ions?
Negative.
All right. What negative ions? Okay.
Negative ions.
Negative is good.
Yeah, negative ions in this case are good. And if negative ions are replete in the atmosphere whenever there is rolling water.
Can I just buy? Can I buy a standalone ion producer?
Yes, that's, you, that's
like
the way
go somewhere and buy one and stick it in the put it out in the middle of the room.
You can get a room. You can get a room generator.
Ionizer
just plugs into the wall. Now,
yeah.
Now you need to watch out because some of them are bad for you. If you look at the Consumer Reports evaluation and Owner's Manual to the Brain, I list the room ion generators that have been approved. The unapproved ones will actually generate ozone. You don't want that.
No, that's right. Now I know a little bit about ozone. So, okay, folks, all you got to do is go buy the Owner's Manual for the Brain, and you'll know which one to buy, and then go buy one and ionize your air, and you won't take so many naps. You'll get more done. You'll be more successful. You make more money, and life is good. It's always better.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.